Hey, what's up, guys? Your front row with Jackie Rowe, and it is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And I have a very good friend of mine. Hey, Aubrey, how you doing?
Hi, Jackie. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let me make sure I turn this up loud and clear because, you know, I got to get my listeners and they got to listen to you loud and clear. All right. There you go. I think it's loud and clear. Aubrey, what's going on?
Well, you know, right now, just finishing up another book. We have Unclean Hands out now.
Wait. We have to tell the people and to do the final introduction and let people know your name, where you're from, and some of the things, and then you can get into what you're doing.
I'm Aubrey Boyd. I'm an author, engineer, businessman, entrepreneur. Do it all.
Okay.
Right now, originally, New Yorker down here in Miami. Love Miami. Great place to be. And, you know, right there, we just do it, our own publishing company. We have a company called Real Park Media that does distribution for film, television.
Could you talk a little bit more clearly into the phone, please? I can hear
okay,
you.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes.
So, yeah, I have a company called Real Park Media with my partner, Dana Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of Atlanta. There we do film distribution, music distribution, television distribution, and original content.
Okay.
As far as original content, we have our TV shows that start production in April called Unclean Hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the screenplay that I wrote and the book. The book is out, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere worldwide. And it's a great book. It's an action drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's slated to come out next year. Also have another book coming out called Rapture Weddings that's also a screenplay, and that's getting picked up on a television show as well.
Awesome. Congratulations. Awesome source. All right.
Three more franchises coming out as well. We do everything in trilogies, so, you know, try to change different genres, horror, faith-based, comedy, and action. So we try to do them all.
All right, so tell my audience a little bit about your background. And I mean, get them a little tea about your background, because I always want people to know about the evolving of some of my, you know, guest speakers or, you know, that I have on or interviewers, because I want people to know how it's important that they can just change their life around. Don't get stuck in the same, you know, centers of doing things because other people are not evolving. How you can break a chain and you can just, you know, evolve and move on to other things.
Yeah, well, with me, you know, grew up in the wild 80s, you know, everybody did their thing. And what saved me was the military. I went the military route.
Mm-hmm.
Once everybody, my friends, you know, about the 116th, everybody started dying out, I joined the military, you know,
mm-hmm.
Another route. And for me, it's not for everyone, but to me, I needed that discipline. And from there, I changed everything. I retired military, got married in the military, and from there gave me a focus, a discipline to start something, I must finish it.
Right.
And that drive helped me out with everything.
Right. And so you're originally from Harlem. You grew up in Harlem,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Well, that's 116th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, I joined the military, went to Hampton University, graduated from there, while in the military, and I'm getting 3 more degrees. And, you know, just did my thing from there.
All right. Well, what's some of the cats that you hung around with in Harlem?
Well, most of my past were Jason Stewart was my man. He's no longer with us.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, I have a Stacy Mills. Stacy's still around. That's my man. We talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got Don Thompson. That's my man.
Okay.
You know, we got Ray Bings, Felix, Danny Boy, you know, just that crew.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so.
Shout out to Harlem. Harlem is in the house.
Uptown forever, you know?
Yeah, but you know, go ahead. No.
The one thing about me was different for them. I went to the military.
Uh-huh. Good. But, you know, for me, I was going to say, I'm going to be really 100. For me, Harlem guys and me, I just never really got it, you know, got in it with them. I always thought they was kind of like snubbish and shit. Like, we used to come up there from Brooklyn. Yeah, I'm telling you, my little scenarios and stuff I remember with them, because, you know, a lot of my girlfriends, they dated a lot of them Harlem cow, which, you know, of course, one of them was my little daughter. She was married to Alpo, you know, and at the end of the day, it was always something with those guys. And I had other girlfriends that dated other cats up there. But I always stood afar. Like, I just watched them. I'm like, y'all stay over there. Y'all good. So I felt like they was always snobbish to Brooklyn girls. Like, you know, and Brooklyn and the Harlem chicks were always, you know, looking at us upside down and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you know, they all right. But, you know, they just, you know, they just didn't really have it. Like, to me, they gonna get mad at whoever listening from Harlem. But it's the truth. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they was getting, they had all the jewelry and all that stuff. But we had everything. You know what I mean? It's just, they didn't have the full package. So, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I still had a lot of good Harlem girlfriends. And I used to go uptown to get my hair done by Lorraine's. I missed her. God bless her soul. I lived in Lorraine's to get my hair done. I would get up there and go see my girl, get my flat twist, you know what I'm saying, and my stuff from Lorraine's. And, of course, Harlem, of course, you know, the Apollo and some other places. We used to go to this other, after Harlem, after the Apollo, we used to go to this club. I forgot this club, man. Every day, my God, we would have a shootout in there. It was terrible. Oh, Jesus Christ. It was horrible.
Hey, Sally. Yeah. Hey, it's like this, man. I mean, we kind of grew up borough prejudice, but
yeah,
you know, we thought everything's centered, and to this day, some of us still do think everything's centered around Harlem.
Yeah,
don't get it twisted. You know, I was in every borough. I like girls in every borough. This better than
Right. But you got to keep it real, because some of the history of these podcasts, people got to understand, but people don't talk about it. And I'm not being shady. I'm just being realist, because that's why I grew up in that era. You know what I mean? 80s, late 90s. This was the shit that was happening. You know what I mean? It was a real thing. Like, you know, it was crazy. Like when I watched, my dude did the Harlem movie with what's his name? Oh, damn, I've totally forgot my brain of thought right now, but my dude did that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm watching it with him and Malcolm X and Bumpy Johnson, and I'm going, damn, they was right there with each other, and, you know, and then still they had feud with the Italians and shit and all the other stuff. So those were good stories that people didn't know. So he pulled out certain things, you know what I mean? Because everybody know about a story, but it's how you tell a story, you know what I mean? But meanwhile, I'm looking at the street port to that, the Brooklyn and Harlem stories. I'm like, man, listen, I remember coming up to Harlem, man. Them niggas was like, oh boy, I got these Brooklyn chicks right now, brother. You know what I mean? And they got the girls, them like, oh, they think they all of that. And we looking at them like, y'all think y'all all of that. Y'all, you know what I mean? So it was
That's
fun.
What they want us to do, you know, argue amongst each other, you know.
But we did. I never
saw things like, you know, my wife and family, you know, they from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So I'm always at a Bed-Stuy, and all that. Oh, I used to hate walking them. Franklin, DeMarsh, back and forth. I'm like, y'all niggas can get a car here.
See? So it's just those little tees.
I'm wearing different shit than y'all wearing, you know? Y'all be wearing Tim's and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's exactly my point. So we always thought we was fly. Y'all thought y'all was fly. So it was just a little debate back then. And the guys, them, they was like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, they want to mess with the Brooklyn because they want the flavor. They want to mess with the Brooklyn chick. But then they always was trying to act like they was all of that. So I'm like, yo, y'all could keep it, nigga, because I'm all of that. So I was watching my girlfriends and them going through all that with them. I'm like, man, listen. But anyway, it was all good because, like I said, I love Harlem. Harlem is a beautiful place. Some of my clients are from Harlem, Dr. Gary's. And I had a lady named Mahogany, but she closed down. You know, a lot of good friends. Harlem, you know, always did it for the Ruckus game. You know, a lot of us, we love to come to from Brooklyn. Yeah, you know, I mean, Jesus can do all of us. We used to always, my little girlfriend, Rena, we always, Melinda, the whole crew, we always used to be up there. You know, Tasha, we was up there deep. You know, then I had my Jamaican crew. Oh, my God. On St. Nicholas, man, I had little Anthony, Wayne, all of us. We used to be up there doing our numbers then back then, though. With the touchies and the untouchies, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I had some great experience with Harlem. It was, you know, it's a very beautiful place to visit, you know what I mean? It's just, to me, it was what they're trying to make now in Atlanta. It was that, you know, and it's always such a delightful experience sometimes when you come there because of the history of certain buildings and things that, you know, and you know that they have kind of like reinvented and showed the whole criteria of, you know, who and where this was legendary, like Malcolm X Avenue, you know, like, yeah. Colin Poland, all these little names and streets. It's just historical. So I just want to give that due to Harlem, you know?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I was a big time guy. I was a regular Harlem cat.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all those cats, but I knew most of them, but I wasn't like that, you know? I'm not going to sit here and pretend I was a big drunkard. No, I wasn't that nigga. No.
Mm-mm.
I'm a cool kid.
It's cool to be cool.
I realized a long time ago, the cool guy get invited everywhere.
Ah, that bingo.
Guy, like, who the fuck invited him? You know what I mean? Who the fuck invited this guy?
So, bingo.
I think the cool guy lasts longer than you see him still around.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I'm saying. It's not always that. I just want to give a little in detail about certain little things. Like, you know, Malcolm X's daughter, Alicia Shabazz, that was my girl. I used to hang out with her. So come up there, you know. And it's just like, I remember even back in when I was a young girl, man, listen, we used to come up there when I was a 5%er. To the rallies and stuff when I was young. We're talking about late 70s. Yeah. So
yeah,
Harlem.
Supreme Mathematic app is mine as well.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, sure. You know, we used to come up there all the time. I've been coming to Harlem since I was a little girl, like 13, 14, you know. But I'm saying it's always been a part of my life. So I just wanted to put that out there on the map, you know, as far as stuff. And even I've met Bumpy Johnson's daughter. You know what I mean? I have pictures with her. Marquand, that's who I'm sorry. Yeah, Marquand did the movie on Bumpy Johnson. So that was it was a good movie. I did him. I had him on my podcast too already too. So that was a really good movie too. But
yeah,
okay,
about, you know, Brooklyn's changed now. You know, it's the same anymore.
Man, Brooklyn's the new Manhattan.
I'm like, what in the world? Where's all these white people coming from?
Man, listen, they everywhere.
That would never happen.
No, but they everywhere. Listen, when we would exactly, but when we were, further down in certain areas of Brooklyn, they wanted to kick us further back. So they wanted to leave. Like, you know how you have different boroughs and stuff. So you have Bensonhurst and you have, even that's a little bit further from certain parts in Brooklyn. But just the simple fact that certain black people were in that continental area, they wanted to be out. So they left and they went to Long Island and they went to New Jersey and they went all these other places. But now they coming back. They want
to
be.
Like,
yo, well, the black people in Brooklyn. I think they went to Atlanta. I don't know. Speak more clearly in the phone for me, please. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess everybody went to Atlanta.
Yeah, but that's what's happening right now. That gentrification is big. And then these Jews, these little young ones, they are buying up all these little lots and they like blocking the climate, the sun, you know what I mean, by putting the buildings higher up, where there's certain zones where their houses and there's just a certain height length that it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They're fighting and they getting it. True, they got a lot of clearance already to start building. Like, I'll be driving, I'll be like, oh my God, like, where did this building come from? And you can see it doesn't match in the community because it's higher up. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's blocking the trees, blocking the sun. But they just buying up everything like it's crazy.
We won't let that happen in Harlem. That would never happen in Harlem. They ain't taking nothing from us.
Wow.
That's the difference.
Wow.
We don't keep Harlem the way it is. Trust me.
Wow. I wish we could do that in Brooklyn because I don't understand what's going on.
I don't understand Brooklyn niggas that this way. You could be from Brooklyn, right? Say you're from East New York, other guy from Flatbush. They won't even speak to each other unless somebody introduced them. When you see somebody from Harlem, you Harlem, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
To be in Atlanta, Miami, you all, come on, I got you. Why you guys don't do that?
See, that's the con about Brooklyn. That's one of the cons about it. Yeah, and that's one of some of the, that's the same thing with the chicks. They don't come together and be can. We don't do shit. I always talk about that and say that's fucked up that we don't come together and unite. But them Harlem chicks, they'll come together quickly, stay together. And it just the guys. I mean, y'all have a different way of doing things. We might have different ways, but it's kind of cruddy, you know what I mean, and gritty at times, but we don't have a lot. And it would be great one day if we can just come together and learn from each other. That would be ideal. You know what I'm saying? But they don't do that. But some of us leave and we go branch off in Harlem with a Brooklyn person, then we get called name. But that's because you're not about that. See, you could take some good perks from a Harlem chick, and you know what I'm saying, you could work with them, but not all of them is cool and is about that. Some of them is catty, because when they get ready, they be like, you know, they'll diss you in a moment and Harlem all the way. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then you have...
It's like this. A lot of people come to Miami, they know Miami, New Harlem, call Aubrey, I got you.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's just certain people, but certain things and certain people that you can actually depend on to get your growth on. You know, I'm all about growth. You dig what I'm saying? Because I want to grow. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say stagnated or dominated in one thing. I'm always like a bird. I be flying. I be everywhere. Like, yeah. Because I want to see.
Never.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So, okay, anyway, giving that love to Harlem and, you know, the Brooklyn back and forth stuff, it's all good, but it's real. So, you know, you got to have to be able to give the audience a little bit of intel of what's going on and what it was like. But so, Aubrey, you know, you can tell them how to get in touch with you and what you're doing now. Let's move forward.
Yeah, well, like I said, the media company is RealPointMedia.com.
Speak a little bit clearly in the phone, please. Sorry.
Yeah, I said the distribution company is RealPointMedia.com.
Uh-huh.
All one word. They can look that up and, you know, submit whatever they want there. The books and everything are on, is in every outlet, on Sedovas, Amazon. It's called Unclean Hands. Mm-hmm. Rail to Wedding will be out at the end of the month. That's another one. So, and, you know, from there, oh, if you want the app, it's basically said God Body Bible Center. Supreme Mathematics is available worldwide, iPhone, Android. Type in Supreme Mathematics. Get your day's knowledge.
Could you spell that out for them, please, and take it a little slower, please? Thank you.
Supreme Mathematics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all one word.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Anything else you want them to know?
Let me see. Nothing. I mean, everything's going good.
What about your Airbnb?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. I forgot. We have an exclusive Airbnb that we just finished in Miami. I just bought two more as well, so we're going to have three. It's, you know, most of them are like 1,600 square feet, two bedrooms, two baths, Versace furniture throughout.
Yes, fly, you know, guys. Fly.
Yeah, we've got star constellations in the floor. You cut off at night, you see Orion and all that. Mm. You know? 7 foot tall waterfalls, all that. You know, gotta make it fly. That's that Harlem shit, like you said.
There you go. There you go.
We're gonna do that. You know what I mean?
But, all right.
Exclusive website. So basically, it's from my friends, because I have so many people that come down to Miami, and they can stay there instead of, you know, getting a hotel, whatever. It's a whole apartment to yourself, a condominium to yourself. It's on the 24th floor. It's fly, you know, got a pool, pool in the roof, pool in the ground, 6-degree gym,
everything
you want. And you don't even, the train goes through the building, so you don't even have to need a, you don't need a car at all.
Get out.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So if you're like, you're my friend, or you know me, it's going to be exclusive. It goes that way.
Cute.
It's not going to be a site you just go on, because no one's going to destroy my stuff, you know?
Right. So do you want to give them the website?
What I will do is I'm going to put it on the Real Part Media, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But I don't want the whole world to have it, because, like I said,
it's exclusive.
It's exclusive.
Okay, yeah. Got you.
You got to know me and know the consequences if you destroy my shit.
That's what's up.
And then the Brickell area and two in downtown Miami. So it's right there. Can't miss it.
Nice. I mean, Aubrey, you know, I love you, because we always talk about different things. You know what I'm saying? We've been like really trying to build, and you know, you could tell them we trying to work on some things. So some things is about to come, you know, from me finally. You know, everybody been waiting for my little products and my e-commerce. So it'll be coming soon, definitely. And one of the business ventures will be with Mr. Aubrey right here. So you can look out for that, you know. And it's just really cool. I just really want to get you on so people can know what you're doing. I think you're a very near and dear person to me. So I just want to give you that opportunity to just let everybody know about your books and your movie production company and your Airbnb. So thank you. And your could you get them your website? I mean, your handle, your Instagram handle?
Oh, yes. It's Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I have people that do my social media, but I check it.
Okay. All right. All right, Aubrey. Thank you for being one of the best part of Front Row with Jackie Rowe. All right.
Thank you, Jackie.
You are absolutely welcome. Love you too. Thank you.
Bye.